Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara in Daf brings the simonim that an oif has. The Gemara mentions four different simonim. The one that has etzba yaseir, an extra finger. The zefek, a crop. The kirkavon is niklaf, the gizzard can be peeled off. And it doesn't doyres voichel. Let's be me'ayin a little bit in these simonim. The Ramban already in Parsha Shmini mentions that the main simon that we care about, as the Gemara is going to say later, is the drisa, that it claws the food that it eats. So the Ramban explains the reason is that shows the mido of achzorius, the mido of cruelty. And the Ramban adds later more that the reason the Torah did not allow to eat these birds is because these birds represent cruelty and Am Yisrael should not be eating these type of birds. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar over there adds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us dafka, the ones, the type of birds that represent the shiflus and the tamus. You know, the small little birds, they're the ones who represent how Am Yisrael should be acting. And he says that's what the Nevi'im call the Rishoyim in names of the Oifis Tmeim. For example, they call the Nesher. Because when we talk about representation of something which is achzori and cruel, we speak about Oif Tamei. The Ishbitza and the Me'ah Shiloach and Parsha Shmini, he goes in at length to explain the four simonim, what each one represents. So he starts with doyris, and the doyris we have a machlokes Rashi Tosfos in the sugya. What does it exactly mean? Rashi learns that doyris means that he holds his food while he's eating, and according to Tosfos, doyris means that he eats his food, he eats his prey when it's still alive. So says the Me'ah Shiloach that eating the prey when it's still alive, that shows kas, that shows anger. And holding the food while he's eating, that shows a chisorin and a bitochen Hashem. As if he's afraid that his food will be lost from him. So it's a lack of bitochen. These are the two midas that you have from the idea of doyris. The etzba yaseiro, says the Me'ah Shiloach, that shows yishuv adas. Because he explains that it faces the other direction, and it shows that a person thinks back and he has yishuv adas to see if he's doing something wrong, he stops doing it. So that's the idea of the etzba yaseiro. The zefek, which is the crop that the oifis toyrim have, it shows that a person is full of toyro. Not only when he learns toyro, he has toyro, but even when he finishes, he stops learning toyro, he still has leftover, so to speak, toyro that stays there. And that's what the zefek does, that it keeps some of the food in the bird after the bird finishes to eat. And the peeling gizzard, the kuk of a niklav, shows that it doesn't allow the taiva to remain by him. It peels off. So you have four simonim ba'oifos that represent big midas, and just attaching it to the Ramban and Rabbi Bechaye, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat the birds and to give us a symbol and hashpa of these midas. And one additional thing we'll add, the name of Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, he brings in the Sefer Kremetz HaMincho, Ois Chav Dalet. He said we learn in the Gemara that the Oirev has two simonim out of the four. He has only two. Which two simonim he has? So he says, based on Taisis, the two simonim that he has is the zefek, which means the crop, and he has the peeling gizzard. So Rav Tzadik explains that these two simonim are keneged taiva, because they both have to do with food, so they represent the midas of taiva. A little different than the Me'ah Shiloach, but similar regarding the kor kavan niklaf, is that these two represent the nyoni taiva. Says the oiriv is a mashal to Esav HaRasha. Esav HaRasha, his bad midos are not the taivo. The bad midos are the kas. He has the midah of Lursirtzach. He's not the midah of taivo. So that's why he does have these two simonim. The simonim of taivo, he's shalom with. The oiriv has two simonim taivo. It's still not oiv tar because he has the other two simonim tumo. But the simonim that are connected, represented of taivo, that the oiriv represents Esav does have. And he says it's similar to the chazir. We know the chazir, so he has the split hooves. So he has a partial simon. And he represents Esav, that as if I'm okay because I have the split hooves, but he doesn't have the ma'alegeiro. So that's a similar idea, that he has partial simonim, not the full simonim, and he merely is fully tummy. V'advarim amukim. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor of Shomach Shavah Shirim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.